Hello, welcome to Retired Military Family.
You did that kind of robotic kind of like, you was like, welcome, like, these are the breaks. Yeah, that's how you said it. Like, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just married to you. That is all that I'm doing right now.
And on that note, we are the Onanugas. We are two out of the three Onanugas.
Yes.
And as you follow along on our retired military journey, you will eventually beat the third one. The one that gets us into lots of antics.
Yeah, like, I mean, the third Onanuga, she makes you like do basketball drills. You have to slide your feet to defend what's going on, to cover ground. So, yeah, it's not about the sprint. It's about just sliding your feet, right?
So we started this podcast to talk about all things retired military and what it is like to transition from active duty to military. I feel like we could be kind of experts on this. We've been out how long?
Gosh, since 2011. So it's been about 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been about that time now. So it, Your base always stays where it is. The people that you know out of the military, they're not going anywhere, right? You just have to reach out and contact those individuals. Now, as far as the knowledge, per se, of what you thought you knew and what you really don't know and what you need to understand, those are particular things that we're placing out there right now, because for us, we've done a lot of traveling and we've been able to use our military benefits in that time frame. So I could say, and I can say, that as far as being a retiree, the time is right, and the time is, it's like winning the lottery, man. Like, it's pretty nice. It is nice.
And so on that note, I am Dejada, and I will be talking about what it's like to be a retired military spouse and also a federal employee working in the DC area. And Illumide will mainly discuss like what it's like to be a veteran. Like,
yeah.
You're retired in 40.
Yeah. Like, I've been retired for a good amount of time, though.
Yeah.
So, and that happened. It's a sad, like, slow, sad piano, violin, whatever. It's that's connected to it, but I'm not focusing on the negative. It's something that it happened because it had to. And like, I've come to terms with understanding that. And that's where I am right now.
So we will talk about the great privilege, the highs of being in this club of retired military life, veteran life, and the sometimes lows of being out of the service and having to leave some of your family members behind, because we like to think of the military as an extension of our family.
Yeah, my good friends.
And people you're used to seeing every day, and then, you know, you now have to be intentional about that relationship.
Yeah.
So that's what this podcast is all about. We will have several different series on the podcast talking about anything from schooling our five-year-old and what type of military benefits there are that we can still access, to healthcare, to interviewing other retirees and veterans.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'll probably end up reaching out to some of my friends that already have served and retired as well, just like, well, beyond my own standard right now for myself, but some that have risen well above and has a bucket load of experience to give over. And that's what will get all of us over, because I have desperate questions, because I understand on the side of being a military member and you get out and retire. But I want to understand on the flip side for the spouse, once the military member gets out, what does that look like for the female? Or not the female, the spouse. Yes. What does that look like for the spouse? Because that's not every day. That's not every day. That looks like something different.
Yeah. And uniquely, we actually had our kid after we got out.
Yeah.
So that also plays a role in all the things that we need to make sure that she has access to. Being a military child that never had the benefit of seeing her father active duty.
Mm. Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully you join us on this journey. Our first episode of the podcast will drop in February.
Yeah.
And just in time for our 16-year anniversary.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So join us on this